Reporters Ask Joe Biden 12 Questions, Not One About Violence. By Joel B. Polak on November 16, 2020. Former Vice President Joe Biden fielded 12 questions from reporters Monday after a briefing from the office of the president-elect about the economy. Not one of them dealt with violence carried out by leftists against Trump supporters. On Saturday, there were numerous assaults by left-wing counter-demonstrators against Trump supporters who participated in the Million MAGA March in Washington, D.C. But not one journalist in Biden's press briefing asked him about it. These were the 12 questions asked, transcription via Rev.com. What do you see as the biggest threat to your transition right now? Given President Trump's unprecedented attempt to obstruct and delay a smooth transfer of power. Does student loan forgiveness figure in your plan? Would you take executive action to achieve it? What options do you have to try and ensure that you are ready to go on day one? And what is your message to Republicans who are backing up the president's refusal to concede? At the end of the day, do you want Trump to concede? Will you get vaccinated? And if you're hesitant, why should any American have confidence in the vaccine? Do you think that more governors should be closing non-essential businesses and reinstating stay-at-home orders? What is your message to people who are considering, for example, getting together with their families and others for Thanksgiving? Would you urge people to reconsider their plans? What would you do right away, specifically to address jobs that may not return for months, may not return ever, including in communities of color? It seems that, in the last couple of days, 15 countries, Asian-Pacific countries, have signed on to a new trade deal, the RCEP. Should the United States consider joining that trade agreement? You have indicated changes you want to make in U.S. international policy on other fronts, like the Paris climate deal, but why not here? Former White House Press Secretary Ari Fleischer argued, if Biden supporters were attacked, the only questions to Trump would be about violence, demanding that he condemn it. Neither Biden nor his deputy, Kamala Harris, has condemned the violence. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. His newest ebook is The Trumpian Virtues: The Lessons and Legacy of Donald Trump's Presidency. His recent book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.